January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our first. When I'm alone.
For contest Thursday, because it is upon us. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Once again, we are primed and ready to go. And it should be an interesting contest today. That's right. We'll get to the contest challenge here and the prize package in just a moment. But we got a package of hosts in here today. I tell you what, folks, we really got the big talent in here and on the way. And thank you. You are the big talent for tuning in. 407-774-8255 is the number. So get those contest entries ready to go. As a matter of fact, the contest lines are open. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge, and he's celebrating a birthday today.
No way.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday, Nick.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. How old are you, Nick?
They treated me very well here, by the way. They got me. They know I like ice cream, and so everybody else gets like just a regular cake from Publix. I got ice cream cake from Publix.
Wow. Nice. Well, Nick, if you come out with us tonight, we'll get you.
Now, yeah. Wait a minute, because I was just in the break room. I've been up and down the stairs. I haven't seen any cake.
It's in the freezer.
Oh, this is
it's ice cream cake, Chris.
You did save us a slice.
Might be gone. I don't know. And then Debbie O'Brien brought me in a whole cup of ice cream from this homemade place down the street.
Wow. They spoiled you. They spoiled you. Nice.
Good for you.
And speaking of Debbie O'Brien, she had a birthday of sorts of her own today.
100 shows.
That's awesome.
100 shows old.
What is that in radio years? That could be like a lot.
Hey, she's doing a great job on our sister station. Our Hometown is the name of the show. It's live every afternoon from 3 to 5. So if you get a little tired of the guy on this station, you can go up to our sister station, 1520 WBZW, and take advantage of Debbie O'Brien's great show. And, of course, Nick is the producer of that show as well.
Boom, Nick. So, and how did his show go last night? Pretty good, Nick?
Yeah.
It went excellent last night. Yeah, we did a Halloween-themed match game, and that was a lot of fun. Yeah, we had a good time getting a lot of news to talk about after not being there for 3 weeks.
But a Halloween match, did you match monsters or what did you match?
No, a match game is where you read the you have like a 6 panelists and then you read a question with a blank in it. And then the panelists write down what they think should go in the blank and then the contestant tries to match.
Oh, I was thinking along another line, men and women.
No.
Oh, yeah, forget that.
No, you're thinking about the dating game.
Yeah,
they do,
I know, that's right. You know, well, match. You know, dating.
All right. Well, once again, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And congratulations to Debbie O'Brien. We love having her around. Okay. Let me go around, speaking of that, and introduce today's host and judges for our contest. Then we'll get into the challenge, and we got a lot of news to talk about as well. All right, so the person who came up with this challenge, of course, is the chairman of the board, Michael McBath. And in the studio with us today, fresh off of I-4 for a change, is Randy Ross.
Thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it.
And Randy's going to give us an update, in particular on the situation in Puerto Rico and the efforts that you guys all put together to come up with the necessities of life that were
and
sent
your
down
listeners
there.
Helped out greatly in all 3 of those drives, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. Yeah. But they were awesome. They really were.
That is great.
And of course, Randy is also the president of the Trump 2020 Club, Orange County, and you can find them on Facebook at Trump 2020 Club. And we got Rick Brown in the studio.
How are you?
Doing pretty good.
I'm a little jealous today, I have to admit.
How's that?
It dawned on me about halfway through the day that my grandsons are going to experience the Boy Scout with their new enhanced camping program. And I missed out.
Rick, can you imagine, though, if she told you that they joined the Girl Scouts?
You'd go like this, what? I know there's a lot of single moms out there, and they're raising daughters and whatnot. Even if they've raised a 14-year-old son, they have no idea what goes through the mind of a 14-year-old son. Because if they did, they would never stop slapping him.
They would never let him out of the house.
I would never let my girl go camping with a 14-year-old boy.
Okay, so anyway, we'll be talking about a lot of things. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Tom Rodriguez of 1-to-1 Kitchen and Bath is coming in. He's also judging the contest today, as is, I think it's Jackie's coming from Relax and Comfort. So they're listening on the radio. So if you have a contest entry, here's the challenge.
Okay, we love this one. And we always try to adapt our contest to what's going on currently.
Current events.
So this is sort of dedicated to a very good friend, Harvey Weinstein. He's not a friend of the station, I can tell you that.
I tell you, he's having a little trouble finding a friend right about now.
But the reason we're doing this, we're looking for the pervert of the year. And we got 2 areas we can select it from. One from Hollywood, which there's more than ample amount. Or we can go to our politicians, they'll never let you down. So what we're looking for is not only the pervert of the year, but here's the hard part. We want a song that best identify the pervert and what they represent. Now, my pervert was going to be Harvey. You know, he's out in front and everything. So what song do you think would best identify him? And I'm thinking of Hungry Eyes. You all know that song, right, Nick? Now, Anthony Weiner, Folsom Prison. So, guys, come up with the name of your pervert from Hollywood or the politics, and attach a song to them.
All right.
Wow.
That is the challenge for tonight.
That's a good challenge.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Once again, it's a great prize package. And we'll lead off with Rick Brown here because he provides a gift card to Tijuana Flats. And don't forget, trivia night, 3 nights a week now.
Three nights a week. Saturday.
Oviedo. Monday, Winter Springs.
Yes.
And then Wednesday.
Avalon Park.
So,
boy, you know it better than I do right now.
So anyway,
Rick's going
start off with a gift card to Tijuana Flats. You got a gift certificate to Cafe Positano. And by the way, the party season is upon us, and if you'd like to have a party, they can throw it for you over there. They did a great job for us, right?
Oh, you're not kidding. Did a great job.
And you can call them at 407-774-8080. Tell them we sent you, but you're going to get a gift certificate to Cafe Positano. And that's compliments of really great folks, Jerry and Janice Shepherd. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz or a BMW, you shouldn't let anybody else touch it but them and you, of course.
Remember, Houston, when those cars sneak back here, you better make sure you get them checked.
Yeah, if you have a BMW or planning to buy a BMW or Mercedes, they will check it out for you.
Because they will be coming around,
for free. That's jerryzmb.com. Also, you'll win, of course, the Relax and Comfort Serenity Experience. And that's an hour for two in the massage. You'll get the great massage out of the deal.
I had a relaxing comfort week this week.
You did?
Not only did I get the finish off on the rebuild of my 10-year-old bed, and it's just like brand new.
Yeah.
My two zero-gravity chairs were delivered today.
Oh, boy. Oh, they got those over there. Those are really choice.
Wow.
Man, I could live in one of those.
My new theater chairs.
If I were doing the show from a gravity chair, it would be... Now you're listening to the American Adversary.
He's a really exciting guy.
And I'm feeling fine. So then you'll also get the cryotherapy session.
Three minutes.
Every time
I hear
it,
I think you're sitting in ice for like 45 minutes.
And I know.
Come out like at a popsicle.
That's right. And then, of course, we'll top it off with the Bigger Than Life Constitution, compliments of Dino Rento Studios, dinorentostudios.com. And, of course, once again, it is party time. You got Halloween coming up if you celebrate it. Of course, you got Thanksgiving,
Christmas,
and all of that. They make great decorations. You can decorate your yard or your house or an office or whatever. And so all of that is at dinorentostudios.com. So it's a great prize package, and it's up to you to win it by giving us a call at 407-774-8255, and we will choose the winner in the last segment of the show. So before we get out of here tonight, you'll know if you won that great
can
prize package.
Can be like a runner-up pervert? I'm trying to figure out how we're going to do this.
We might get to that.
let's start off and get to some of the big news today. First of all, the market dipped a little bit, but it actually hit another record today.
Yeah, we hit another record, actually, virtually in all the indexes. And, again, we were closing in on 23,000, and then we backed off. AT&T took a hit for about 2 points, which certainly affected the Dow. And, oil prices backed off a little bit. But, again, we're on the right track.
Well, the interesting thing is, though, the day started out down a few points.
Right.
And then when it hit the intraday high, it was when President Trump was signing this, called an executive order,
right,
opening up the insurance markets. Mm-hmm. We'll explain that more here in a minute. And then it sort of settled back down.
Yeah, what happened is the news on AT&T came out and stuff, and AT&T is a big, big weigher in the marketplace. So that's sort of, and you know, we were down, 32 points? That's nothing.
No.
It's like nothing.
No,
so
especially with this run-up.
And we'll continue the journey later, probably tomorrow.
But today, around noon, the president did sign an executive order. Basically, it's not an executive order that does something out of the blue. What he does is he's directing, three of his cabinet secretaries to go back and reinterpret government regulations. And it has to do with three things in particular: AHPs, HRAs, and short-term plans. The Health and Human Services Acting Secretary, Hargan is her name, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, and Labor Secretary Acosta will each play some, if not a dominating role, in the implementation of one or all three of these. The AHPs are association health plans. This is the big one. Right. This means that people who are entrepreneurs, mainly small business people, can join in an association of other like business people and be able to buy insurance as a part of that association. And here's the great part. You'll be able to buy it across state lines, and you'll be able to buy the type of policy that you want. HRAs already exist, and this plan will be expanded, as does the association health plan. What they are doing is expanding the definition or the who will be eligible to join or be in an association, right. An association is. They're going to be much more, I dare say, liberal in their interpretation of what an AHP is. And they will open it up for millions of people who are now required to buy Obamacare. They will be able to get out of that and do this instead. And they should be able to do it fairly quickly because, as I said, these already exist. It was just that they were narrowly defined.
No, I mean, hopefully it is, as you know, that a lot of them are talking about, could be anywhere from 3 to 6 months. And as Chris, we had discussed, unfortunately, the billings and everything come out within a couple weeks when the public it doesn't happen to do that, but no, it,
and this is
it's
where,
a fomenter.
Okay, this is where another part of it comes in, but the short-term plans. Now, the HRAs are health reimbursement accounts. These are things that employers have that they can, it's part of their health care plans where they will reimburse an employee for, say, out-of-pocket expenses or deductibles or something like that. That will be expanded. Also, the short-term plans, which will be plans that say you're going to get into the marketplace and you're going to go on Obamacare because you've been doing that. This is what you're talking about, right? Okay.
Right.
According to this, when these AHPs are expanded, and if you qualify in the expanded definition, you will be able to get a short-term plan, drop the Obamacare, get the short-term plan until you can get
into a longer term.
Right.
I mean, there's so many. Every state has their rules, too.
That's but here's the other thing. Here's the other beauty part about it. And now there will be states who will sue. But the problem they're going to come up against, first of all, is especially with the AHPs, the Association Health Plans, those are part of a 1972 law, isn't it? 1972? And what that will do is, in the law, it allows for the secretary to define what an AHP is, right? Yeah. So they'll be weak on that. But the beauty of Affordable Care Act is it overrides state regulatory commissioners.
Well, see, that's a big factor in implementation because, you know, you get tied up in these commissions. Oh,
right.
Boy.
And this will be done under the guise of the Affordable Care Act and this 1974 law. And as the president was making a speech today, he had Rand Paul standing behind him, and he cracked a few jokes at Rand's expense. But Rand was a good sport about it. He said, you know, they told me that Rand Paul and I were going to agree on health care. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Something like to that effect.
He sealed the deal by handing Rand the pen he signed it with. You see that?
That's right. And that's an honorary pen. And Obama, what Obama used to do is he had like 24 of them. And he'd write like the line and the B. And then he'd do one of the hoops in the B, and then he'd with one pen and then another pen. So he would give 24 pens away.
Yeah.
Trump signed, and he signs his name real big, and he handed the pen right to Rand Paul. But this is monumental because this will go a long way to repealing and replacing Obamacare.
And it'll also, again, put the Republicans a little bit better in the eyes of the American
people.
Well,
I don't know about the Republicans.
Let's say, you know.
Well, I'll ask you, Randy. I don't know about the Republicans, but certainly the president, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And I think we need that right now. We need a little bit of rebuilding opportunity for him and his public relations, et cetera. So I think it's a great recommendation and suggestion.
And by the way, we're going to get to that a little bit more because General John Kelly showed up at the press briefing today instead of Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
You don't want to mess with him.
No, and it was it was an eye-opening experience, I'm pretty sure, for the press that was there. So we'll be talking about that, too. When we come back, we got Bo lined up for the contest, but right now he's the only entry. He always gets out there front, but Bo will be up first.
He plays it serious.
If you have a nominee for this year's Pervert of the Year, we want to hear it here today. And what song would go along with it? 407-774-8255 is the number. And once again, if you would like to join the Trump 2020 Club, please do so by going to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook and sign up there. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slow and go starting in Lake Monroe and going west all the way to downtown Orlando and into the 408 area. You have several accidents on I-4 to look out for. One of them is on I-4 west near Heathrow. And then you have four accidents back-to-back on I-4 east and westbound in the downtown area, which are causing severe slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Welcome back. This song is dedicated to Harvey Weinstein, you know? So this is the concept we're trying to get across. Match the song to the pervert.
Yeah, there you go. Kathy Santomassino has one for Bill, her nominee, Bill Clinton.
Right.
Hank Williams, Your Cheating Heart.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's a great start.
Should it be him or Hillary?
Both.
I guess him, yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, speaking of Hillary, there's controversy over whether she's giving her donations back to Harvey Weinstein.
If you've been watching TV today, all the major news outlets are hailing Hillary.
Right.
That Hillary said she's giving all of Weinstein's money back. But if you actually listen to what she said, she laughingly said, well, I give 10% of my income to charity every year, so Weinstein's money will be a part of that.
But you know what's funny? Because her foundation sheltered most of her income,
really,
so maybe her recorded income might be 100 grand a year, but foundation took in $200 million.
Let's get Bo's contest entry in before we have to take a break. Bo, you're up first tonight. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick. This is Bo on the back porch. Real quick, I'm going to say I'm watching climate change before my very eyes. The lake I had in my backyard is now a free-flowing creek. And my 4x4 pontoon I was building out of my fence that blew down, that Irma blew down, is now dry dock. Happy birthday, Nick, Chris, and Mr. McBath, and the whole team.
All right,
my pervert of the year is Harvey Weinstein. And that scares me because I like wine. And drinking out of the stein. Well, anyway, for every couch audition he has, I say, play Baby Don't Go by Sonny and Cher. He can twist them words around any way he wants. Great show, guys.
Baby, funny, don't
baby,
go.
Baby Don't Go. Yeah. Baby Don't Go.
That's what he was telling that
That's
line.
Right.
That's exactly right.
It's like,
that go, 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 go. Here it is, Baby Don't Go.
That's funny.
All right, that's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. Diane will be up next. You, too, can be a part of the contest. We will have a winner or two tonight. So,
the runner-up pervert.
Yeah, really. So, and don't forget, please follow us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And don't forget, you too can be a member of the Trump 2020 Club by going to Trump 2020 on Facebook. And, well, I just want to say one other thing. Babies, don't go. Yeah. We'll be right back.
That was pretty good, Bo. You know?
Baby, don't go.
FM 105.5. 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump is pushing Republican Senator Rand Paul to support his tax overhaul. The president said today he expects to pass massive tax cuts and that he believes even Senator Rand Paul will be with him. Paul is a Kentucky senator who's expressed concerns about the tax overhaul. The GOP can't afford to lose more than two votes from their 52-member majority. House Speaker Paul Ryan says its government needs to ensure that, in his words, Puerto Rico can begin to stand on its own two feet. The Wisconsin Republican says Washington also needs to help the U.S. territory rebuild its economy. The Harvey Weinstein saga may be going international. British media reporting authorities in the U.K. are investigating sexual assault allegations against the movie producer. And on Wall Street today, the Dow down 32 to 22,841. NASDAQ down 12. S&P 500 down 4. You're listening to SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
New developments in the Luis Toledo trial. Toledo is accused of killing his wife, Yesenia Suarez, and two children, Talia and Michael Otto. Yesenia's lover now testifies, says that the two worked together for months before the affair started. According to Yesenia's mother, they had been having marital troubles for years. The trial is expected to last for weeks.
A newborn baby was found at the Willow Key Apartments last week. The child is safe, but the police are still trying to locate the baby's mother and are concerned for her safety. Officials haven't given much more information on the ongoing investigation, but they do say that there is a $1,000 reward, and they encourage people with any information to call Crimeline at 1-800-423-TIPS.
It's about 86 degrees and partly cloudy right now. Your weather details coming up in just a moment. Check out the latest on our SRN News Update coming up. I'm Zwayne with your Answer News Update, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slow and go starting in Lake Monroe and going west all the way to downtown Orlando and into the 408 area. You have several accidents on I-4 to look out for. One of them is on I-4 west near Heathrow. And then you have four accidents back-to-back on I-4 east and westbound in the downtown area, which are causing severe slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're all champions in the ring, including all the hottest guys on American Adversary. Love ya.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. It is contest night. The contest challenge is dedicated to Harvey Weinstein, pervert of the year. And even though Mike has nominated him, you can, and Bo has too, you can still nominate Harvey. You just have to come up with your own unique tune.
Different tune, and plus, as I say, there's many out there, I'm sure, qualify from the political background and the Hollywood background.
Although Bo set the bar pretty high with Baby Don't Go.
Oh, my God, was that strong after hearing those tapes of Harvey?
Right.
Oh.
All right. So let me reintroduce the judges, and we got another judge in the studio with us. And that's Tom Rodriguez of One to One Kitchen and Bath. Good to see you again, Tom. How about, there you go, say hello to everybody.
Hello, hello, hello.
There he is, hello. All right, we also got Randy Ross in the studio. We got Mike McBath. We got Rick Brown, myself, Christopher Hart, and Nick LoCicero. And we are the judges, and you are the contestants if you want to get in on it at 407-774-8255. Diane has been waiting. We'll take her entry, and we'll get some others lined up, and we got some other news to talk about today. In particular, well, of course, the health care changes. That's monumental, but it was pretty big deal that General Kelly showed up today for the press briefing.
Oh, we're going to tell you it was outstanding
how that went and why it happened. Diane, you are up. How you doing tonight?
Hey, you guys, I'm great.
Good. Good to hear from you.
I am dedicating mine to the October 1st killer.
Oh, he's going to be the pervert of the year,
Whoa.
Huh? All right.
Yeah.
You can't get more perverted than
that. Yeah, that's
that,
true. That's a different
well,
twist.
Right. Okay, yeah. And what would be the song?
The theme from Psycho.
Psycho.
That was a twist I never...
Nick was already on that one. He knew.
Okay, that's a pretty good one.
That's a good one, Diane.
And that, yeah.
Wow, that's a different direction, Chris.
But
very
it's
accurate.
All very accurate.
Up to date. Wow, very
that's
good.
Right, that's right. Okay, so thank you, Diane. We got a couple of contest lines open. We got some others on the line. But real quick first, General John Kelly spoke today. And he spoke primarily because of this fake news stuff that's been going on NBC and Washington Post and now Vanity Fair and has put out an article. And it basically is once again, this is the same claptrap they've been running with even during the campaign last year. And that is that President Trump is not fit for office. He doesn't have the stamina nor the personality. He's melting down. And the General Kelly came out today and said, no, that's not happening. It was a lie about the nuclear arsenal. He said to the media, you are the biggest problem we have. And he pretty much set him straight. Mike?
Yeah, I mean, he virtually said he was astounded by, you know, how much everything has been so misreported.
And, he said you need to get better sources.
That's right, and because everything is anonymous. I mean, how can you make a statement like on this nuclear aspect and then go anonymous?
Just sources? Not just anonymous.
Something that important.
Well, not just anonymous, but incorrect.
Right. Well,
wrong. Lies.
That's what I mean. It's
fake
just,
news.
It's and just now, terrible.
And one of the, as I said, part of this is this storyline, and we've been telling you about this as they run it, and that is that the president's unfit and melting down. Now, Randy, you were...
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
I can't believe
okay,
that
Randy, you look like you're unfit and melting down.
Wow.
Actually, you have been working closely with people in the Trump administration
Absolutely.
That you worked with during the campaign as you've been doing masterminding, if you will, or I should say ramrodding these I-4 to Texas, I-4 to Florida, I-4 to Puerto Rico projects. Are you getting any hint, any inclination that this president is melting down?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, what's interesting is that we tried to keep politics out of it for the most part, but for everybody's benefit, it was all led by Trump people. So when it was time to get into Houston in 48 hours, I contacted my former boss on the campaign that has a job in the White House, and she helped us navigate getting in there through AmeriCorps and Senior Corps and the Army National Guard.
She had a job where?
At the White House.
Okay.
Okay. And so when it was time to get into Marathon the Keys, within 48 hours, we went right back to those very same sources, and we were able to get in to the keys when other people could not. So when you talk about those relationships, we're still working those relationships, not real publicly. I'm not out there. I'm here on your radio show talking about it. But when you need to get something accomplished, those folks know how to get things accomplished the same way we got it accomplished when we were running in the campaign.
And they have seen no change in the president's demeanor.
No signs.
And this is what the general was saying today. He's saying these are bogus reports. And I must say, when we saw the president last night in the speech, he looked himself. He looked relaxed. He looked like he was having fun. He did the same thing today. It was kind of funny because after he came out today to announce the health care changes, he made a little speech. He recognized the people there, secretaries, Rand Paul. And then when he finished his speech, he started shaking hands, and he was kind of working the wrong side of the room. So Pence grabbed him by the shoulder, sort of, and turned him around.
Directed him. That's all right.
And he did sort of a little run over to the table to sign the bill.
Kind of a pantomime run.
You know, today
he looks like he's having fun.
Yes. Today at 2:30, once a month, we have a White House press briefing call. Where not press briefing. Anybody that was involved in the campaign, especially for the state of Florida. I hear continuous voices of people that I worked alongside with, you know, for over a year and a half, and that they're not wavering one bit. The reason for these calls is to be able to help keep us all on message, to make sure that we're out there sending what is important in the community regarding the president.
Right.
And I don't hear any rumblings from anybody that worked on that campaign that ended up somehow getting jobs in the administrations. And I'm not, at the same time, I've not heard any of them privately say that they are having challenges either. So that's just a false narrative that does need to exist.
Right.
Yeah, Chris, what have we said now for the last few weeks? I believe he's more popular today than he was when he ran for office. I mean, we all see the good. We see the economy. We see the stock market. We see how he's handled all these horrendous flooding and storms and everything. I don't know if he can do much better.
I don't think you can. And I can tell you, certainly, when it came from I-4 for Texas, I-4 for Florida, I-4 for Puerto Rico, we worked alongside Democrats. We worked alongside independents. And there was some rumbling at first about Republicans leading this charge. But when we put that aside and we got down to work, it was amazing how much we were able to accomplish. And the whole time they knew that I'm a Trump supporter.
Right.
You know, and I would get on some of those conference calls sometimes and say, by the way, I need to tell you this, because I could hear sometimes there was a couple of people that weren't quite ready to be in the right space. And when I cleaned up the conversation and I reminded them that I'm not going to be sitting here talking about our president, we're going to talk about how we're going to get this job done. Even though we were working through the administration to do a lot of that work, and it was Trump people. You know, Cheryl Hall from Lake County over there was helping me. We had Kat Skipper over in Polk County. All these people were part of the campaign. And when it was time to rally them back and say, okay, it's time to help the people of Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico, they were all there, and they would be there again tomorrow if something else happened.
Okay. And when we get back to that part of the conversation, I want to talk about the Puerto Rico experience that has already happened and the Puerto Rico experience yet to come, because I think Randy's got a great perspective on this. There's always opportunity in a situation like this, and I'll tell you what we mean. But we got to get back to the contest lines. Rick is up next, then Eddie and Roger. How you doing tonight, Rick?
Doing well, gentlemen. How are you?
All right, thanks. Rick. Are you ready with the pervert?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pull a blast from the past, and I'm going to honor Slick Willie Clinton.
All right.
Oh, man.
And Bill's song would be Devil in a Blue Dress.
Oh, man. Devil with the blue dress song. Hit it, Nick.
Nick, hit that one. I can't believe you don't have that one on.
Oh, this is great.
That is funny.
All right.
I love this.
Even sounds like Bill. I see him with a saxophone.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right.
Love it.
Boy, that was good. That was real good,
Rick.
That was funny.
Excellent one. I had forgotten all about
that
tune.
He's reaching into the past, but that was terrific.
All right. Thanks, Rick. That's an excellent tune. Yeah. Excellent pick, too. All right. Let's go to Eddie. You're up next, Eddie. How you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Happy Thursday.
Thank you,
Eddie.
I'm going to do a countdown. Are you ready? So Slick Willie, his song is Part-Time Lover by Stevie Wonder.
Part-Time Lover, yeah. Okay. All right.
And then for Wiener Man, I mean, Anthony Wiener, it's Working on a Chain Gang by Sam Cooke.
That's good. I remember that one.
I like that one.
Because we've got to stay current with Harvey, you know, because he's the man. So I'm going to tie this in with that great voice that goes back all the years that Harvey's been getting away with this. It's What's New, Pussycat?
Hot dogs.
That's funny. What's new? What's
that? I like that one.
That's good.
Nick, you got verse 3 ready to go, brother?
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, listen to this. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do.
All right,
Eddie. Good one, Eddie.
Right, another excellent one. We knew this was going to be fun. All right, Roger is up next. Hey, Roger, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. Yeah, that's a tough act to follow. But, good old Carlos Danger is my nominee, Anthony Weiner.
Right.
And since I don't know how many kicks at the can the guy got before he finally got sent up, my song is Can't Help Myself.
That's a good one, too. Hit it, Nick. That's good.
And that, in essence, was his defense at trial. Right. I mean, not in essence, that was what it was. All right, another excellent one. Make sure we got your info there, Roger. Thanks for calling. That's the idea, folks.
It's like American Bandstand. You know what I mean? Oh, that's great,
can't
Roger.
Can't help myself.
Yeah, that's great.
You know how many times have we heard that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the contest lines are now open again at 407-774-8255. Randy, the efforts for Puerto Rico, that was the most recent effort. How did it go?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When we did I-4 for Texas, we sent 5 semi-trucks in there, and we pretty much thought we were going to be done.
Right.
And then on the way home, we're in the, you know, because we drove there to make sure the trucks got there, to make sure the product gets there, right? And we start hearing about Irma. And so we do I-4 for Florida, and while we did, I would say, a good job, you could see that people were tired in the community. They were dealing with their own issues. And we had a lot of impact up in Apopka and down in Orla Vista and such, but we kind of thought that was done. And then all of a sudden, it's Puerto Rico. I've never in my life seen such a turnout. We had the person that actually gave us our offices for the Trump, they didn't give it to us, but leased our offices for the Trump downtown office, Bishop Beale Properties. They gave us a warehouse space for free, 3,000 square feet. We thought that would be plenty. Within 24 to 48 hours, we were spilling out into the parking lot. I apologize to all those people down there at 4045 Forestall Avenue. But, you know, the one thing I learned that I don't think I realize is how deep the faith is in the Puerto Rican community, specifically in the Hispanic community. And I don't think I realized how aligned many people in the Hispanic community, specifically Puerto Rican community, are with conservative values. They are what I think we're going to have to start thinking about when they're coming over here from the island, because they're not refugees, as I've heard recently. They are Americans that are coming this way.
Full citizenship.
We need to welcome them, and we need to be part of that process of educating and of them of what's the opportunities are here. They're going to be part of our school system. They're going to be looking for jobs. They're going to be looking for housing. So what I learned in this is that they did an amazing job of coming out to support each other. And I think we all can learn a lot from how they came forward. You know, one of the biggest challenges, as I've shared with you, it's no secret, is getting the product out of Orlando and getting it to where it needs to go. We have over 1 million pounds. Ohio State University did this amazing challenge with another university, and they're sending in 846 pallets. Why, is that your school or something?
Penn State.
Well, I thought it was Penn State. Last time I heard, it was Ohio State and Penn State, Randy. Don't cut half of it out.
Anyway, they did this challenge.
School. You can mention it. What is that?
They're sending like over 800 pallets of batteries and flashlights and all these things. So they challenged each other for that. You know, and while this is an amazing amount of effort, we got to figure out now how to manage that. You know, the private sector and the government sector, trust me, I've learned, do not work well together and things like this. You know, the local government doesn't really feel a responsibility there yet. In turn, the local government is going to have to be part of the process. I was at a meeting with Governor Scott last Sunday. A great meeting. But 10 days later, we're still in a situation where we're trying to figure out how to get it from here to there. You know, the sad part is I think if we had to bomb somebody tomorrow, we probably pull a switch, be bombing someone tomorrow.
Quicker,
You know, so there are some frustrations in it. But the good news, I think, is I've never seen such amazing generosity, cooperation. You know, I got to give credit to our warehouse volunteer who was on the Trump campaign with me. His name's Kevin Cannon. He worked night and day, sometimes spending the night in that warehouse because we were getting deliveries from all over the country, you know, that were coming in. Because once that flyer got out there and people had a phone number or a contact place, they were coming into our situation. So it's a great problem to have, But now we got to get it all over there.
You know, and I want to go back to something you were just talking about, though, a second ago, and that is that a lot of Puerto Ricans are going to be coming to the United States and Central Florida here. It's already happening. Orange County Schools announced just yesterday, I think, 300 enrollments. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, I feel. And the Sentinel has already been running articles with their political analysts. This is a great opportunity for Democrats, you know, to take back seats and take over power. And to be honest with you, I believe that there's probably a lot of Republicans in the hierarchy thinking the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to change their thinking. These folks, as Randy said, have more in common with us than they do with Democrats. They're almost all devout Catholics. They believe in the sanctity of marriage mm-hmm. and in the sanctity of life. And they are great business people. Tom, you want to say something?
Yeah, they've only seen half of the – they've only had one type of media where they're coming from. They don't get both sides.
In Puerto Rico.
Right. Well, most third world countries or South America, Mexico – They might have a controversial party, but they don't have a real opposing party.
I see what you're saying.
Or media, anyways.
Right. Yeah. So it's an opportunity for Republicans to reach out to these folks, welcome them here, and show them our things that we have in common.
And it needs to be immediate. I mean, we need to be at the airport with a welcoming center. We need to be there to be able, because, you know, the reality of the situation is they are very conservative. They are very family-oriented. A lot of the things do align with the family-oriented. A lot of the things do align with the conservative party. And I think, that, you know, they shouldn't. I went to a meeting the other evening. Vice President Pence came into that Kissimmee location. It was a great meeting inside of a church. And I was surprised the welcoming that he got from the Puerto Rican community. I mean, it was amazing. For us to believe that the president, vice president, and the administration are not well-received by the Hispanic community is a false narrative. It doesn't exist. I've seen it over and over and time again.
It's a great opportunity. And then just to put it starkly, because they are U.S. citizens, as soon as they come to Florida, they can register to vote here in Florida. Mm-hmm. And they are primarily already registered as Democrats, mainly for the reason that Tom was talking about, is that there's not really a real opposition party, and it's just sort of a family thing. My mom's a Democrat, my dad. I mean, we all have been through that, right?
And they finally get to vote for
president,
right?
And we need to break
that chain. Isn't it in the way that works over there in the past? They could be involved in a primary or something.
But they could not vote for the president. So exactly.
It's a wonderful opportunity.
That's right. There was primaries. As a matter of fact, right. I think Ted Cruz won the Puerto Rican primary last year. But it is a great opportunity, and these are great folks. So, you know, once again, if they come in your neighborhood, please welcome them and try to show them that we have things in common. Al is up next for our contest. We'll take his entry and then take a break and come back and wrap up first hour. How you doing tonight, Al?
Great, great. How are you all doing?
Excellent. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Somebody had a birthday?
Yeah, that was Nick, the guy who took your phone call.
Oh, I didn't wish him happy birthday. I might have to talk to him because there's two Al's, and I didn't...
Well, you might have to talk to him, especially if you win tonight. You'll be talking to him later on.
Well, yeah. Here you go. Here's my entry.
Go ahead.
This is for my buddy Harvey.
Okay.
And you've heard of Cheap Trick?
Oh, yeah.
They did a song, I Want You to Want Me. You know the one?
We know it. Here it comes. We'll take it right into the break.
Okay, Nick,
all right.
Hit it.
Al, you're in the contest. Make sure we got your phone number. Want You to Want Me by Cheap Trick. And is a Cheap Trick.
I love the name of that. I know Cheap Trick. Is that hilarious?
I love it. We'll be right back with more of the show and your contest entries.
And AM 660. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting at Lake Monroe. You have several accidents to watch out for, including the one in the cleanup stages over by Heathrow. Still a little bit of slowdowns from that going on. You also have a crash on I-4 east by Maitland. You have two crashes on West Colonial Drive that's causing some slowdowns. West Colonial Drive is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport all the way down to Pine Hills. And I-4 is slow and go past downtown all the way down to Millennia. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run.
You might be. You'll be the runner, pervert.
Now, see, now that's my choice for Roman Polanski.
I like it. I think it's very appropriate for a 13-year-old, 14-year-old. Oh,
and here's
boy.
The best part about it. Gary Puckett and I are identical twins. You would think so anyway. I'm not kidding.
I was thinking you look more like Roman Polanski.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I don't wear my hair that way. But I'm serious.
No,
Gary Puckett and I look very, very much alike. When he did a concert here a couple of years ago in Orlando at Old Plaza Live, right. We got tickets through the station here. Joe Ferrero, I think, got them for us. Went down there, and when he came on to do his act, it was like looking in the mirror.
Really?
It was. It was uncanny.
Could you substitute sing for him?
No.
No.
Play the guitar, maybe, but not sing.
All right.
Don DePaulis and Jackie can't make it tonight. They're getting ready for a trip to Daytona Beach this week for a convention. But once again, don't forget the pillow deal. The bed for your head is still going on, but only for our listeners. All you have to do is go to any one of the Relax and Comfort stores. That's in Winter Springs, Winter Park Village, Windermere, and Sanford Mall. Tell them you heard about this great pillow deal on the American Adversaries, and they'll get you set up.
It's a $139 pillow.
That's right. Let's go to Frank. Let's see if we can get his entry in before we have to take a break. How
Frank.
You doing, Frank?
Hey, big guys.
How you doing, Frank?
Hey, last week was Name Your Own Contest, and I suggested something, uplifting as a change of pace, and then sure enough, Mike comes up with the pervert of the year.
That's right, Frank.
My man.
There you
all go. Right, Frank, we're always at the bottom.
Who's your nominee?
At the Academy Awards, they give the Lifetime Achievement Award, okay?
Right.
So I'm going to give that to Barney Frank.
One of our favorites. Yep.
All right, to you listeners who don't know, Barney Frank was caught running a child prostitution ring out of the basement of his apartment in D.C.
Well, according to him, it was his roommate. But anyway, yeah, go ahead.
It was his roommate, and he didn't know anything about it.
All right, what's the song?
And the song is Highway to Hell.
Oh, my God. Nice. Look at that highway to hell.
That's good, Frank.
Hit it, Nick.
All right, Frank, you're in, my man. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back. And please don't take that highway. Just listen to
Ladies and gentlemen, sit it right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road runner, honey.
Welcome back for hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show as we come to you live on FM 105.5, AM 660 The Answer, AM660TheAnswer.com, and your smart devices, because you've downloaded, if you haven't already, you still can, the free Answer Orlando app. All right, we are in the middle of our contest tonight. It is Contest Thursday. We'll remind you of the challenge here in a moment. But let me go around the table and reintroduce the judges. Of course, we got Mike McBath in the seat tonight, the driver's seat. And we also have Randy Ross of the Trump 2020 Club, and also the fellow who really organized and made happen the I-4, I got to get them all in line here, I-4 to Texas, I-4 to Florida, and I-4 to Puerto Rico, which is still going on. Yep. And he's here in the studio.
Thank you.
And you can join the Trump 2020 Club of Orange County by going to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. We also have Tom Rodriguez in the studio tonight, our newest sponsor. Good to see you, Tom. And he is, of course, with One-to-One Kitchen and Bath. We also have Rick Brown in the studio. We're all judges. I'm Christopher Hart. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. We will be your judges tonight. Don DePaulis and Jackie Ricardo of Relax and Comfort could not make it tonight. They're getting ready for a convention in Daytona Beach, but they send their best. And don't forget, they are part of the prize package with the Serenity Experience Massage Experience. All right? For
I wish Jackie was here. She gives an added touch to this.
All right. Yes, indeed. Okay, so let's give you the challenge, then we'll go over the prizes again, and then we'll get back to the show. All right, so the challenge tonight is?
Very simple. What we are doing is stay with the times. We're looking for the pervert of the year. This is sort of our good
dedicated
friend.
Dedicated to Harvey.
Harvey, and that pervert will probably come out of the political arena. or Hollywood. So, you know, come on, give us some great ideas. But remember, the hard part of the contest is you must match up a song that best identifies this pervert.
Yeah.
So, and there may be a run-up pervert of the year, too. So don't give up if you hear a real good one.
And let me just go through some of the competition you'll be up against
here. Yeah,
these
are good.
And once again, you can choose the same person someone else has chosen. You just need to choose a different song to go with it. All right, so Bo started off with one for Harvey, Baby Don't Go.
That was really good, right off the bat.
Baby Don't Go, Baby Don't Go. And then Diane, she changed it around a little bit. She went for the One October Shooter with Psycho.
That was as unique as I think we've seen today.
And
right?
certainly the song fits it, right?
Yep.
And then Rick, Bill Clinton, Devil with a Blue Dress On.
That was really funny.
Classic.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Right?
Yeah.
You had Eddie who had three, but for Harvey, he had What's New Pussycat. Roger had one for Anthony Carlos Danger Wiener, Can't Help Myself.
Yep.
Al with Harvey. Want You to Want Me by Cheap Trick.
I can see the weird them loving that.
Yeah, and Frank with Highway to Hell for Barney Frank. So, all right, so
that's really good.
Competition. Yep. 407-774-8255 is the number. Not only will you get the Serenity experience from Relax and Comfort, you will get the cryotherapy session from Chill Cryo Sauna. You will get the Bigger Than Life Constitution, compliments of Janice and Dino Rentos, dinorentostudios.com. You will get the, you'll get the gift certificates to Tijuana Flats and Cafe Positano. And I'm leaving something out here. What am I leaving out?
Brand new car.
No. Relax and comfort.
A small car.
Dino Rentos. Cafe Post. If I think of something else, we'll put it in there. But that's already a pretty doggone good prize package.
Actually, you remember we put the price tag somewhere around $380.
Yeah, $380. So, okay. So the contest lines are open. 407-774-8255 is the number. There was another bit of big news today. Although the media has pretty well ignored it, there was a family of five who had been captured, I think it was in 2012.
In Pakistan.
In Afghanistan. They were hiking across Afghanistan.
You know, why would you do that, Chris?
With your family.
Oh, that makes sense. I think I'll go to North Korea next week. Yeah. What are you, nuts?
Well, she, I believe, is from Afghanistan. They got family over there. It was a husband and wife at the time she was pregnant with their first of three children that they had in captivity. They were captured by the Taliban or somebody with the Taliban, and they were held by the Hassani network. Mm-hmm. And if you remember when President Trump made the speech, the Afghanistan speech, he talked fairly extensively about Pakistan and Pakistan's involvement in solving this problem. Well, Pakistan and American Special Ops joined together in a rescue operation and rescued this family of now five, the couple and three small children, all safely. Don't know what the particulars of where or who was killed on the other side, if anyone, but it was a successful mission. Now, they aren't necessarily going to come and live back in the United States. They still want to live in that part of the world, evidently.
They must have they had three kids while they were in captivity. I guess there's nothing else to do. You know, that's all. I'm looking at this. How would you have three kids while you're sitting in captivity, you know?
Well, evidently the conditions of their captivity weren't as harsh as some.
I was going to say, there's something strange about this one, you know?
Co-ed cells.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because it appears as though the couple might actually be Muslim. Not sure.
Her headdress certainly looks like it, doesn't it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But this is an interesting twist because they were freed by American and Pakistanis working together. That, for one, is pretty significant. And they were being held by a terrorist group tied with Taliban. That is significant. And if they are Muslims and want to stay over there, that might be significant in terms of winning hearts and minds. Just a guess. But we'll find out more details as we can and update you. But once again, this is a situation where the prior administration had been telling people who were related to these folks back in the United States, just keep it quiet. Remember what they told the Warren Beers while Otto was being held over? Just keep it quiet. And ostensibly so they could work the diplomatic tools or whatever, right?
What did that result in?
Nothing happening, right? And yet it served also the purpose of not making Obama look bad.
You wonder if Bergdahl knows
that. What's that? Say that again.
You wonder if Bergdahl...
Bo Bergdahl?
Yeah, Bo.
Yeah. You wonder if they're in the same camp.
Yeah, well, that was the one that they did get out, right? And it was a deserter.
And then they honored him, and then they found out what he actually was.
All right. And,
came back healthy.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Mm. All right. Let's go back to the contest lines. We have Pat, Keith, and Rick up next. Pat, you're it. You're up next. Thank you for calling.
Hi. How you doing, guys?
Hey,
excellent.
Pat.
How about you?
Pat.
Good. Enjoy the show. And I'm going to save a song by Chuck Berry, and it's for Harvey Weinstein.
All right.
And it's My Ding-a-ling.
My Ding-a-ling, my
ding-a-ling. I knew that was coming.
It's the cutest thing.
Coming. I like that one. That's pretty funny.
Everybody join in.
Everybody join in.
Every year.
When I was a little bitty boy,
oh, what's this?
My grandmother bought me a cute little toy.
That is really
I knew it had to be him, a wiener.
Yeah, you must have been an American bandstander to come up with that. You know?
That is
There's a great live version of this when he gets the crowd going, okay, all you ladies out there
right
now.
Oh, it was funny. Wow.
All right, Pat, that's a great one. Boy, oh, boy, that's
going
to be difficult
come from
to
left
beat.
Field
oh,
on that.
My gosh.
Wow.
Make sure we got your information
Nick.
There. All right, Keith is up next. Hey, Keith, how you doing tonight?
I do well, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You are quite welcome. Thank you for listening.
Well, if I could speak on two in, I would like to very quickly. I know you guys are busy. For Anthony Weiner, the divinal is all, when I think about you, I touch myself.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
I like that one, too. That's funny.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
And if I could do one more real quick.
Go right ahead.
Our friend Harvey, Radiohead creep. You know, I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. I think that's perfect for him.
Indeed it is. Two Got excellent it. Ones. Boy, these songs are making it hard on us tonight.
Keith, you're killing them. Yeah, that's great.
Yes, okay. Thank you,
wow.
Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Did I just say that?
I think we'll stay another.
Thank you, Keith. We appreciate you calling.
We'll stay another couple hours and just keep the contest rolling. You
know? Rick, you're up next. Get me out of this hole.
Let it go. Let it go.
Oh, my God. This is outstanding.
I caught it.
Go
I
ahead,
know,
Rick.
Is that funny?
Hey, guys, you guys are having too much fun over there.
I know.
We hope you're having fun, too. We hope you're having fun, too.
It's our contestants.
Yeah. Okay, listen, we have to kind of modify the lyrics a little bit, only because it's multiple women. And so it would be Bill Clinton, me and Mrs. Jones, as in Paula Jones.
Oh,
and then me and Mrs. Willie, and me and Mrs. Smith, and me and Mrs. Williams, and me and Mrs. You fill in the blank. There's tons of them, you know?
Sure enough.
But,
All right, Rick. Another great
Rick,
one.
That was good.
Make sure we got your information, me and Mrs. Jones.
Me and Mrs. Jones. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Why are they bringing up great oldies? Yeah.
Me. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $218 per person. Or how about an Alaska 7-night cruise, starting at $799 per person. Or a Caribbean 7-night cruise, starting as low as $499 per person. Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Iceland is a hot destination in 2017. How about a 5-day vacation starting at $1,529 per person? Join me for our spring Come Sail Away With Me cruise on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas, starting at $860 per person. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com.
Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Toes will be tapping and hands will be clapping for the Jewish Pavilion's Music Fest 2017 this Sunday, October 15th. This first-time event held at Lake Brantley High School's auditorium at 1:30 p.m. honors arts benefactors Inez, Teddy, and Myron Snyder, with all proceeds benefiting Orlando's elder community of all faiths. Music Fest features local and national super talent, including Carol Stein, the Piano Lady, showcasing styles from jazz to classical to contemporary to Broadway. Meet vendors of note and enjoy delicious food and prizes. Register now for vendor tables. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door, and $10 per child. To register or become a vendor or sponsor, go to jewishpavilion.org or call 407-678-9363 for more info. Music Fest will be held October 15th, 1:30 p.m., Lake Brantley High School, 991 Sand Lake Road, Altamont Springs.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Okay, welcome back to the show, and we got the contest to go, and you folks, as I was saying, are making this very difficult on us.
Can you imagine how good they are on perverts? Hey, Chris, how good they are on perverts? I mean, they're knocking this question out of the park.
They're used to listening to us.
I can't
believe how they just locked into this, you know?
All right, so wow. We got some contest lines open. 407-774-8255 is the number, and we are taking nominations for this year's Pervert of the Year Award. And you just have to come up with a name and then a song to go along with
Hollywood or a politician.
Right.
Chris, can we real quickly, can we real quickly mention the campaign person, Nick Cervino, that was lost a few days ago down in Kissimmee. He worked on the Trump campaign. He worked on Jeff Atwater's campaign. He worked on
Pam Bondi's
campaign. Just putting a word of, rest in peace. I worked alongside him with the Trump campaign as well, and just wanted to.
Yeah, our condolences go out certainly to his family and friends, all his loved ones, and please include him in your prayers. It was an unfortunate tragedy, and it's just a sad thing. And once again, please, Nick Cervino, remember him because he was a great Trumpster. He was a Trumplican early on, just like us.
Yep.
And he's unfortunately been taken out of our lives and out of the fight, and that's very unfortunate. And so our condolences once again to his family and friends. Let's get back now to the news. The NFL has its own network, NFL Network.
Right.
Roger Goodell was on there today. By the way, we have a couple of contest lines open, 407-774-8255. We'll get right back to it here in a second. But Roger Goodell was on there today, and he didn't really backtrack, but he didn't elaborate much on his letter of yesterday, where he said they're going to have discussions next week. Now, he did elaborate, and he said that the players will be included in the discussions.
Which is very unique, because when the owners have their meetings, they normally never have the NFL Player Association, which is actually their arch enemy, nor do they have players. But remember when he came out with that statement, Chris, it was a little weak. Remember I said,
yesterday,
yeah, that was awful weak, and then they said, well, we're going to make the meeting next week. But bringing in the NFLPA, I'm not sure you're going to get this thing resolved. If I had to bet my money, I don't think it'll be resolved because, you know, the fellow who runs the NFLPA was a former Obamaite, and I think he's one of these guys that believe that we continue the campaign when the best thing for all these players and for the nation and everything is end it there on the spot and stop the foolishness.
And by the way, the spokesperson for the NFL league is Joe Lockhart.
Right.
And I knew that name sounded familiar when I saw it in the sports section yesterday. Well, you used to see it on the front page sections because he was a spokesperson for the Bill Clinton administration. So the NFL and the Players Association now have associated themselves with some big-time liberals. It has affected the league.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens next week. He was asked this morning, is there going to be a rule change? He didn't answer no, but he said there hasn't been one yet, and then went on to say that we're going to have these discussions next week and discuss all this. And he's trying to, you know, and he's addressing what I was talking about when we had the contest, and that is that he wants to be able to enforce the rules. He's let this get way out of hand. He recognizes that now. It's hurting the teams. It's hurting the revenues. It's hurting the ratings. I'm sure he's getting pressure from the networks and the owners. And he's trying to yet still allow the players to have some sort of outlet.
Again, they do it in their own time. As a fan, and I'm sure there's fans right in here, is would you compromise and say anything less than them standing for the flag you would accept? Not.
Nope.
Not.
By the way, the president did a town hall last night. Actually, it was a sort of an interview in front of an audience after his speech at, in Pennsylvania, and it was moderated by Hannity. And he was asked about this as well as a number of other things. We got it up on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. Please double check us every day. Please like us if you can. And he was asked, and he said, look, I'd have fined him. And if they kept doing it, I'd have suspended him. And, you know, that's exactly what Pete Rozelle would have done.
He's because a successful businessman.
Well, and Pete Rozelle was all about preserving the league and the integrity of the league and the sport, and not allowing it to get drugged down into stuff like this, into a morass where there is not going to be a pretty ending.
I think in his private meeting, though, that Goodell knows exactly the number of sponsors that are complaining and screaming and yelling. Maybe he's going to read this out and say, fellas, if you want to take a hit like this, you keep it up, you play your games. If not, get in line. We'll see.
All right. Speaking of line, we got two callers on the line, but I've only got 1 minute left, and it wouldn't be fair to rush you through it. Since we're having so much fun with this anyway, we want to hear those songs. So, Alfred, Maureen, please stay on the line. We will get to you as soon as we come back from this hard break. And if you would like to get in on a contest, we got a couple of lines open at 407-774-8255. And we will have a winner or two tonight.
They've done a great job. I'm so thrilled how the music has come out.
I'm telling you what. So, once again, 407-774-8255 is the number. Also, please, if you haven't already, join the Trump 2020 Club. The Orange County Club is at Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. There's also one in Lake County. How many counties in Florida now have the Trump 2020 Club?
Not very many. Like, I think it's 10. It's a very small number. We need to increase that by... But, you know, you don't have to do that with the Republican Party of Florida. You can do that on your own. You can. I encourage you to look at both options. We did it independently. We are separate from them.
If you need help starting one, contact Randy.
Right.
Go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. We will be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump predicts millions and millions of people will benefit from his action to unwind Obamacare. He signed an executive order to make lower premium plans more widely available, but the changes he hopes to bring could take months or even longer. And that's according to administration officials who outlined the order for reporters this morning. President Trump now pushing Republican Senator Rand Paul to support his tax overhaul. The president said today he expects to pass massive tax cuts. The GOP cannot afford to lose more than two votes from their 52-member majority. The Harvey Weinstein saga is going international. British media reporting authorities in the UK are investigating sexual assault allegations against the movie producer. And on Wall Street today, the Dow down 32 to close at 22,841. NASDAQ down 12 to 6,592. The S&P 500 down 4. You're listening to SRN News.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Attention all Central Florida pastors. How would you like to win a trip for two to Israel?
Are you ready to praise the Lord?
Then join us for Central Florida's biggest pastor appreciation event of the year. The 2017 Pastors Appreciation Lunch, October 26th at the Rosen Plaza on I-Drive. Yes, we're giving away a trip for two to Israel. The trip of a lifetime from Genesis Tours. Plus, national speaker and host of Know the Truth, Pastor Philip DeCourcy will deliver his message of encouragement and strength for pastors. Stroll our huge ministry expo. Enjoy a delicious lunch. We'll come together with the Appreciation Lunch Praise Band, fellowship with other pastors, and it's all absolutely free. Just our way of saying thank you to area pastors for your leadership in the kingdom. Pre-register now at TheAnswerOrlando.com. TheAnswerOrlando.com. And if you're not a pastor, please pass the word along to a pastor you know. We want to see him at the 2017 Pastors Appreciation Lunch, October 26th at the Rosen Plaza on I-Drive. From the station that loves our pastors, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Pastors, don't miss it.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries, if you can take it.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Down the stretch we go with tonight's contest. All right, we got the last half hour of the show to go. Don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up at 11. I bet he won't have a contest like this, though, but he'll have some great stuff he'll be talking about. I love listening to him. Okay, here are the judges one more time. Mike McBath, Randy Ross, Rick Brown, Tom Rodriguez, Nicklo Cicero, and myself, Christopher Hart. And we got some great contest entries in so far. We're looking for this year's pervert of the... You know, we're going to have to do this annually now, right?
Oh, without a doubt. We should, I mean, because so many of these people in Hollywood do qualify,
do
and they
quarterly.
Re-qualify each year.
That's right.
Right.
That's
so
right.
We can bring them back for many times, right, unfortunately.
So the challenge is to come up with a pervert of the year and your particular song to go with it. Then you can choose the same person that's already been chosen, like Harvey has already been chosen a number of times tonight, but you come up with your own distinct song, like Pat came up with for Harvey Weinstein, My Ding-a-Ling by Chuck Berry. All right. So
are you surprised that anybody like Al Gore hasn't been mentioned?
Well, and yet.
Because he's a pervert.
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
We're going to find out. And by the way, before we go right back to the lines, we'll do that here in just a couple of seconds. Kurt of Chill Cryosana just reminded me that, and it's not too late yet, if you want to express your opinion about the NFL, Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, has got an 800 number where you can do just that. Now, Mike was burning 1-800 up that line last week.
Dial Bud.
That's it.
Dial Bud. I bet you I called him six times. I mean, I think this is an atrocity that shouldn't be in existence. Keep politics out of sports. And let players, remember, you're the employee. He's the owner. Get it straight.
That's right. Mm-hmm. When it came to that number, you might say Mike couldn't help himself.
It was fun. Everybody I play tennis with, they're all calling the number. That's why I can see Bud calling in. Hey, we got a bunch of crazy people from Orlando calling, you know.
Let's just put it this way. The pressure is building on the NFL to end this nonsense. We shall see how it works out. Alfred, Maureen, and Nora are up next in our contest. Thank you for calling tonight, Alfred. How you doing?
Good evening. Thank you. Thank you, fine.
Hey, Alfred.
Listen, Chris and Randy, now that I know it's a contest but you were talking about Puerto Rico.
Yes.
And I am of Puerto Rican descent.
I know.
And I've been trying to contact someone from Florida Republican Committee precisely before the influx of the Puerto Ricans coming into Florida because of Maria. I've been trying to tell anyone and everyone that the Republican Party has to do a better job of recruiting the Puerto Ricans to vote Republicans.
Okay?
Listen, I don't mind giving my phone number as well as my email address out because it's out there on my Facebook page anyway. And
I sent you a letter or an email precisely about that. The meeting that you had in August down on Orange Avenue, I was going to go there and I was going to bring up that precisely this theme, but I couldn't make it that day because I got ill.
Okay.
And so it's very important. I knew that I was on the right track before this real influx of Puerto Ricans now. So, okay.
Absolutely. I'm going to go back through my emails and I'm going to reconnect with you offline because you make an excellent point, one that we not only need to listen to, we need to embrace it.
We need bilingual people because sometimes the language barrier makes a difference. And like you said, like Chris said, we are conservatives in the fiber of our being. We are conservatives, but we've got to explain to them what the Republican Party is.
And an excellent
point. They only know about the Democrats and socialists.
Right. And the first step to doing that is make them feel welcome here.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, they're welcome here, but we'll still have to grab them now.
Right.
Now they're still not registered as Democrats. There is a movement already of Democrats trying to get at them now.
Oh, yeah.
So the
Republicans
have to do a better job.
You're absolutely right.
I took the time.
No, I'm glad you did because time is of the essence.
It is. It's very much of it. Yes. If not, we're going to lose the state in the next elections.
If we don't get on the ball.
Exactly.
And bring
there's
these folks.
A lot to lose.
Bring these folks into the fold. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. That's okay.
My participation is to all those predators and perverts out there from Wiener to Weinstein. It's Jailhouse Rock.
That's a good one, too. Elvis.
There he goes.
The king.
Walked through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing.
Oh, That's great. Right, that is great. I know. The king, oh, Elvis Presley, right?
Yeah, you're good. Nice.
Good, Alfred.
You can't never go wrong with Elvis.
I would have never thought Alfred would have picked that one.
Hey, he's got good taste.
Yeah, he does.
All right, that brings us to Maureen. Thank you for calling tonight, Maureen. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you.
Having a good time listening to y'all.
Good. Appreciate it.
Glad you're participating.
Yeah.
I apologize, but am I supposed to be the one to play y'all the song?
No, you just tell us the song and we'll play it. But...
okay. I told the guy the song because I got in on the tail end of this. So, I mean, I had the song and then I give the guys.
So who's your pervert of the year nominee that you're dedicating the song to?
Alex Baldwin.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a real good one, yeah.
All right, and what's your song?
The song was Why Am I So Angry All the Time by Tim McGraw.
Oh, yeah.
This one's
great. Yeah.
All the time. Yeah, that's a good one. He is.
Boy, I know. That fits him so perfect.
Yeah, really. That's a good one. Hey, Maureen, excellent. Excellent. All right.
You know, that's interesting, Chris. How many country western songs have we really had? Very few. And all country western talks about is, you know, broken love, liquor, car accident. You know, unbelievable.
There's a tear in my beer.
Yeah, there's some great ones. Well, good job, Maureen.
Well, you know, now Kathy did have that one. What was it again? Kathy Santomassino, Bill Clinton, Hank Williams, Cheatin' Heart.
Yep, that was very good.
And then for Harvey, she came up with the Tammy Wynette song, Divorce.
D-I-V-O-R-C.
All right, Angry All the Time for Alec Baldwin. Good one, Maureen.
That was real good, yeah.
That brings us to Nora. You're up next, Nora.
Remember,
how you doing tonight?
You called
tonight?
In yesterday, Nora.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hello, I'm very well. Happy birthday, Nick, and hello to the rest of the crew there.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Hello.
I would like to nominate co-perverts Billy Bad Boy Clinton and Harvey Wallbanger Weinstein.
Right, the Wallbanger.
So
I like your accent.
When they go out on the town, they have a sing-song with Mambo Number 5 by Lou Vega. A little bit of Monica.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of Rita.
A little bit of Monica.
That is good.
A little bit of Monica on my side.
That's a contender. That is a contender.
Only a woman could get away with this.
That is great.
All right, Nora. Excellent.
Listen to
excellent.
That. Nick, that was really strong. You know?
And that fits them both. All right. Wow. That's the idea, folks. We have the contest lines open now at 407-774-8255.
I think she was waiting till the end because she was working on this yesterday.
That was a winner, boy.
I'm never disappointed
by our listeners' creativity.
Yeah. That was outstanding.
All right. And they're great minds. Okay. 407-774-8255. Once again, is the number. In case you didn't hear earlier, the president, in a monumental act that he did with his pen and not even his phone, he in essence ordered three of his cabinet secretaries to loosen up the rules on getting health insurance. That's it in a nutshell.
Yep.
And millions of people will now be able to get insurance that they want to buy, a customized policy, at a much better price than what they are forced to get under the so-called Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act allows this to happen.
Do you think many politicians that are Republicans are embarrassed by this? I mean, here's a guy who just goes ahead and does it, and the rest of you losers couldn't come up with anything. We just move on.
Well, the interesting thing is, and the president took note of this in his remarks today before he signed the executive action. And it's not really an executive order in the sense that it's out of the blue. This is simply telling the cabinet secretaries to go back and relook at regulations and rewrite
them. That were in
Obamacare and in this health act that was passed in 1974. And Rand Paul is the one who brought him the idea that he could do this. Mm-hmm. And he recognized Rand Paul and said, who would have thought that Rand Paul and I would get together on health care? But here we are. And it's interesting because, to your point, and that is that they're doing this without congressional action. But yet it was a senator, and that's where the whole thing got held up, was in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's an extraordinary day because this really does allow people who are business people like Tom Rodriguez here. Tom, you're in business for yourself, obviously, one-to-one kitchen and bath, right?
Yep.
And now you'll be able to be a part of an association and buy insurance across state lines, which will make it a lot more affordable. How do you feel about that?
I think it's amazing. We've had we talk about it weekly, how we're going to do it, the way we're going to do it. We've been waiting and waiting.
For some relief.
Well, not only that, but I'm also licensed and in Florida to sell life insurance and health insurance. I don't practice it, but I learned it mainly because my parents. My mom has Alzheimer's. She's 87. My dad's passed away. But they just went through all the Medicaid and Medicare, and I'm sitting there going, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even open my mouth. I just spent the time, and I got certified to do that kind of stuff just to learn it. And now we can go and take care of some employees. And I don't know the ins and outs of it yet, though.
But it's definitely going to open good. Things up. Rick,
step in a good direction.
Yeah, and Rick, you're an entrepreneur.
Oh, it's incredibly exciting. I can't wait to talk to my insurance broker tomorrow.
You're not going to waste any time.
And find out what we have to start doing and how we get ready.
When the Health Act makes you sick.
Yes.
I also think the optics of having Rand Paul behind him.
Oh, it's huge.
I think that's been an obstacle. As we know, they obviously ran against each other, and that's been kind of a struggle.
Right.
I think visually from a confidence position, it helps greatly to see those two somewhat in agreement on something.
Yeah, and it shows that the president can work with members of Congress. By the way, speaking of members of Congress, lo and behold, I guess maybe this emboldened Paul Ryan because he made a pretty extraordinary announcement.
He did. He said nobody's going home for Christmas until they get tax reform done. He's let them know right out of the bat that he's not going into recess.
Yeah, how'd that summer vacation work, though, Rick?
That's the good news.
Yeah.
But it would be even better news if the poodle Mitch McConnell would do the same thing. Because I don't think the House is going to be the problem. I think it's going to be a sort of a replay of what we saw with the health care stuff. The House will pass a tax bill because they got the numbers and you don't have the specter of the so-called filibuster rule.
It's sad that we blamed Harry
really
Reid.
It's a cloture rule. What's that?
It's bad and sad that we blamed Harry Reid for being the obstructionist because everything that came out of the House sat on his desk and never went to committee and never went to vote.
And
we've got the same thing now with Poodle sitting there.
Yeah, there are literally dozens, if not 100 or more, bills that the House has passed, believe it or not, that have gone to the Senate to die.
Yep.
And so that's good news on that sense, but I'd love to hear Mitch say the same thing and rather than be an SO, you know what. All right, so let's go back to the contest lines because we're wrapping up the contest because time is running out on us. We got Rick, Bruce, and Jim with Pervert of the Year nominees.
That so funny.
So, Rick, you are up next. How you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
All right, Mr. Weinstein, even though I'm a staunch Democrat, but in this case I think it was wrong. It should be, we got to get out of this place for the women.
Good. That is good. We got to get out of
Run, Baby, Run is another one by the New Beats.
Oh, Run, Baby, Run.
Run, Baby,
gotta
Run.
Get out of this place.
And that is funny. You remember this?
When the sun refused to shine. Tell me there ain't no.
Come on, Rick, sing along with it.
He said that's not part of the deal.
Bruce, Rick, that's an excellent entry. Thank you for participating tonight. We appreciate it. Gotta get out of this place.
I love screaming. Yeah, that's super.
It's the last thing I ever do, right?
Yeah.
All right, Bruce is up next, then Jim. Bruce, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, guys.
How you doing,
hey, Bruce?
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Hey, I couldn't think of a good song until you started talking about country music, and then I thought of the perfect song for old Harvey.
All right, what is it?
It's Hank Williams Jr. I like to have women I never had.
Oh, look at Nick. I can't believe he knows this.
I like to play my music and have good time.
Oh, yeah. I can see Harvey in his bathroom now. Strut for this. He got it on the stereo. He's got the lights down low.
Oh,
he's got the champagne on ice just waiting for those models.
I am into happy and I don't like sad.
He gets extra points for singing the sentence.
Oh, this is funny.
I like to
You know what's sad? We're giving these ideas out to perverts out there that might be playing.
All right, Bruce, that's a great one.
Boy, that was really from.
Make sure we got your phone number. Let's go to Jim, and then we'll take a break, and we got to choose a winner. Jim, you're up next. How you doing tonight?
Oh, doing fine. How are you guys doing? Having a lot of fun, obviously.
Yeah, hope you are, too. Hope you are, too. That's the whole idea. Go ahead.
Oh, listen to you guys. You make my day all the time.
Thank you.
My entry is simply for good old Harvey Weinstein. I could just see him singing along, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there. That's right. Yeah, that's how I can see that, you know?
Little Red Riding Hood.
Yep. There it is. You sure are looking good.
Hey there, Little
Red Riding Hood. Right. They play this tune in that old music, Heat of the Night, remember?
That's great.
Yeah, they play it on the jukebox. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Excellent, Jim. You're in the contest. Make sure we got your number. We'll take a break. This is last call for entries. If you call in now during the break, we'll get your entry in, but we will choose a winner. Tom will be next when we come back. We'll be right back.
What big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive horse mad.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1 Cabinets. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Welcome back as we wrap up another contest Thursday. Boy, it's going to be a difficult.
This is exciting. Who will be pervert of the year?
All right. We got Tom and Jason on the line right now, and Tom is up next. And Tom, thanks for calling. And who is your nominee?
Hey, guys. Sorry for getting this in under the wire, but I'm going to go with this is dedicated to all of the above. And my entry is Pink Floyd's Young Lust.
Young Lust.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I need a dirty girl.
What's that?
Well, the lyrics, you know, I need a dirty woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I need a dirty girl. Yeah, that's right. And the old Pink Floyd. All right, excellent.
That identifies Harvey pretty good, you know.
All right, thank you, Tom. Thank you. Make sure we got your info. We got to move on to Jason because we have to choose a winner here in a second. Jason, you are up next.
Hey, guys. I want to dedicate this this song to all of the wonderful perverts out there in the Democratic Party. It is Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden.
All right.
Oh, boy. Look at that. Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden.
Awesome. Very cool.
All right, Jason, you're still in the contest. One. Make sure we got your information as well. All right, I turn to Nick now. Any more contest entrants on the line?
No, the lines are clear.
That was sort of unique, though, when he says, I want to dedicate it to all the Democratic perverts. Are they all that way? I can't believe
time
that.
To list them all. All right, we got to get down to the voting process. Nick, you are first.
All right.
I can't wait.
I am going to give my vote to Keith.
Keith, ooh, who had, hold on a minute, let me find it. You can find him on the list. Oh, okay. Anthony Weiner, Touch Myself, and Harvey Weinstein. Oh, I didn't
Creep. Radiohead.
I'm a creep by Radiohead.
Both.
Yeah.
So you're going both. Okay, yeah. So that's a vote for Keith. All right, that brings us to Rick Brown.
Chris, I like two of them, but my number one has to be Nora.
Nora with Mambo Fun Number 5.
All right, that is funny, Bill Mambo Number Harvey. 5, yeah.
All right, that brings us to Tom. Tom?
I'm going to have to go with Pat.
Pat with...
My Ding-a-ling.
My Ding-a-ling, Chuck Berry. All right, that brings us to Randy.
I just got a text, too, saying I already know which one you're going to pick.
That must be someone who knows you
well. I was going to say, this is really bad.
That brings us to Randy Ross.
Yeah, you may have to do a tiebreaker because I'm going to agree with them. I like Nora and Rick. I like that last, My Ding-a-ling one.
Pat, you mean.
Pat, yeah, I like that one.
Okay, all right. All right, so Nora and Pat are leading in the voting with two each, and Keith has one. That brings us to Mike McBath.
Making Merry with Chuck Berry. My Ding-a-ling.
My Ding-a-ling.
I'm going to throw in Nora second. You know, very quick, very good.
My second was Keith.
Was Keith. And let me get back to Keith. All right. Boy, you guys.
When I think of you, I tell you. Be careful what we say.
Right. So, it looks like Pat is the winner. Right. So, congratulations to Pat. One winner, anyway. I liked Bo with Baby Don't Go.
That was a great start for the whole show. I agree. He really opened it up.
So, we're going to have something in the prize package for Bo. We got Pat. Keith. We're going to have to give him a runner-up at least. And there was somebody else, though. Who was
there's a group of
Nora. Terrific.
Nora. And Nora will get a runner-up. Now, I tell you what.
Nora was strong.
Yeah, she and Pat were tied. So we'll both of them are winners.
And she had a great accent.
She does indeed.
I liked her accent.
She worked hard on it. So Nora, Pat are the clear winners tonight. 2 weeks in a row that the ladies have beat the guys.
Chris, are you going to send them like a package? Is it going to be labeled like to the pervert of the year? how are you going to label this package?
Pervert of the Year Award.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Orlando.
Open only with your dishwashing gloves on. No, so congratulations to Pat and Nora and Keith. And you all made it very, very difficult for us tonight. Jim, with Hey There, Little Red Riding Hood.
That was great. Yeah, I like that one, too.
It was
indeed.
Hey There,
Little, yeah.
So
many great memories.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, it was a great contest because of you folks out there, and we really do appreciate it. And, of course, we'll do it again next Thursday. And who knows, next Thursday we might use one of your contest ideas from last week.
Looking at them close.
That's right, especially if it fits in with something.
And don't forget your playlist.
All right, and also, please, like us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. Maybe we'll put together a little medley of all these tunes. Also, Also, join the Trump 2020 Club or start one in your county if there isn't one. That's Trump 2020 Club on Facebook.
Our next meeting's next Tuesday at Friendly Confines at 6 o'clock.
Okay. So, once again, you can take advantage of all of that. And sounds like we're going to leave you with one of our winner's entries here tonight.
Okay, Nick.
So feel free to join in out there, ladies and gentlemen. You know the tune. Well, good night, everybody.